Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love, and occasionally do a reading or tell a joke, which I call a wombat. And today is a wombat day. I've got a wombat lined up for later. But right now, I want to start off by telling you a little more about the station. You're listening to WEHC FM 90.7 on your college. This is your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I'm starting off with a woman, Pat Humphreys, singing a song, Swimming to the Other Side. I'm going to a folk music weekend in a couple of weeks, and Pat Humphreys will be one of the guest artists. So I've been listening to her music. But I've known this song for years, and it's a great song. I'm going to read you the words. I've got three songs tonight where I think it's worthwhile for me to read the words to you beforehand. So bear with me. Quite often in songs, I think the words are very important, and it's hard to catch them first time through. So tonight, there are three songs where I think that's the case. This is one of them. It's called Swimming to the Other Side. We are living neath the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power, some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone and I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I am impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection, it be my crime. In humility I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, binding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I am preparing to do my part. Of all those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side. When we get there, we will discover all the gifts we've been given to share have been there with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. Now we're going to hear Pat Humphreys singing those same words in the song she wrote.
We are living in the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. I am alone, I am searching, hungering for answers in my time. I am balanced at the brink of wisdom. I'm impatient to receive a sign. I move forward with my senses open. Imperfection, it be my crime. In humility, I will listen. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living beneath a great big dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. On this journey through thoughts and feelings, finding intuition, my head, my heart, I am gathering the tools together. I'm preparing to do my part. All of those who have come before me, band together and be my guide. Loving lessons that I will follow. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the Great Big Dipper. We are washed by the very same rain. We are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the on the side. All of the gifts we've been given to share have been with us since life's beginning, and we never noticed they were there. We can balance at the brink of wisdom, never recognizing that we've arrived. Loving spirits will live together. We're all swimming to the other side. We are living neath the great Big Dipper. By the very same rain, we are swimming in the stream together, some in power and some in pain. We can worship this ground we walk on, cherishing the beings that we live beside. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side. Loving spirits will live forever. We're all swimming to the other side.
Swimming to the Other Side by Pat Humphreys. The next song is a good old American down home life was grand in the old days song. And I love it. It's by Tracy Lawrence, an American folk singer. It was recorded in 1995. It's called If the World Had a Front Porch. And it kind of talks about our values and the good old days, I guess.
My mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. He's your next of kin, wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, purple hulls and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. And like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin, wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin, wouldn't be gone with the wind. Porch
If the World Had a Front Porch by Tracy Lawrence. Here comes another American classic. This is King of the Road by Roger Miller from 1964. Roger Miller was just a wonderful man, had a great, just a presence when he sang, and he just seemed like a happy person. King of the Road is a happy hobo, I guess. A guy with nothing who's doesn't care and seems to be enjoying life in spite of it. Roger Miller said that he saw a sign one day that said, "Trailers for Sale or Rent," and that inspired him to write this song.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes. But 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a
King of the Road by Roger Miller. just a wonderful song in my book. Next up, we've got Pat Humphreys again. I mentioned her earlier. She's going to be one of the performers at a weekend I'm going to in 2 weeks, the Halloween weekend. And she's in a group called Emma's Revolution, and they do a wonderful set of songs, all very calm and gentle, not rock and stuff. It's traditional folk, I guess, really. This one is a song by Pete Seeger. It's called Old Devil Time, and Pat Humphrey does a cover of it. Pete Seeger sang the original, wrote the original, and I don't think I need to read the words to this. I think the words to this are pretty clear. So this is Old Devil Time, sung by Pat Humphreys.
Old Devil Time, I'm gonna fool you now. Old Devil Time, you'd like to bring me down. When I'm feeling low, my lovers gather round and help me rise to fight you one more time. Old Devil Fear, you with your icy hands. Old Devil Fear, you like to freeze me cold. But when I'm afraid, my lovers gather round and help me rise to fight you one more time. Oh, found out the poison in your breath. Now when I hear your lies, my lovers gather round and help me rise to fight you one more time. No storm or fire can ever beat us down. No wind that blows but carries us further on. And you won't fear. Oh, more fire can ever beat us down. No wind that blows but carries us further on. And you who fear, oh, lovers gather round and we can rise and sing it one more time.
Pat Humphreys singing Old Devil Time. Next, we're going to a song from the movie Nashville of 1976. This song won an Academy Award as the best original song that year. And it's by sung and written by Keith Carradine. And it's called I'm Easy. And basically, it's the story of a man who's in love. And he's wooing the object of his love. Oddly enough, in the movie, it was sung by a deceptive womanizer, a manipulative womanizer. And so he's sort of using it, but don't think of it that way. Think of it as a song of a sincere person who really wants to communicate their love.
It's not my way to love you just when no one's looking. It's not my way to take your hand if I'm not sure. It's not my way to let you see what's going on inside me. When it's a love you won't be needing, you're not free. Please stop pulling at my sleeve if you're just playing. If you won't take the things you make me wanna give. I never cared too much for games, and this one's driving me insane. You're not half as free to wander as you play. But I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. So that's how it ought to be. I'm easy. Don't lead me on if there's nowhere for you to take me. If loving you would have to be a sometime thing. I can't put bars on my insides. My love is something I can't hide. It still hurts when I recall the times I've tried. I'm easy, yeah, I'm easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight because I'm easy. Don't do me favors, let me watch you from a distance. Cause when you're near, I find it hard to keep my head. When your eyes throw light at mine, it's enough to change my mind. Make me leave my cautious words and ways behind. That's why I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Say you want me, I'll come running without taking time to think. Because I'm easy. easy. Take my hand and pull me down. I won't put up any fight because I'm easy. Yeah, I'm easy. Give the word, I'll play your game. You know that's how it ought to be because I'm easy.
I'm Easy by Keith Carradine. Now we have an amusing song. It's called It's the World Gone Crazy Cotillion, and it was written by Waylon Jennings and Shel Silverstein. I could go on for a long time about Shel Silverstein, but I won't this time. I will some other time. But one of the truly brilliant, funny men of my life. So here is It's the World's Gone Crazy Cotillion, sung by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. Listen for the trombone and tuba, I think.
Wonderful.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. The side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Johnny come lately, are coming in early. The early bird's showing up late. The straight men all wanna be funny. Oh, the funny men all wanna get straight.
And the villains have turned into heroes. The heroes have turned into heroes. The villains all wanna be lovers. And the lovers all want to be. It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. The ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be the front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
Preachers on TV begging for money, selling the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to see heaven, but nobody's willing to die.
The meek ain't inherited nothing. The leaders are falling behind. So I'm singing my songs to the deaf men, and I'm dancing my dance to the blind.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion. Ladies are dancing alone. Side men all wanna be front men, and the front men all wanna go home.
And the world's gone crazy.
It's the world's gone crazy, cotillion.
And the ladies are dancing.
The ladies are dancing.
It's The World's Gone Crazy Cotillion by Waylon Jennings and the Waymore Blues Band. Well, next is a song from an era I like to talk about. I went to college in 1957, right when the folk music revival came in. Shortly before that, Elvis Presley had hit the scene in 56. And in 57, so rock and roll was king and early rock and roll. And there were a lot of stuff going on. And then in came the folk music revolution. The Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Joan Baez, the Limelighters. I can go on and on. There were many, many groups that over the next 4 or 5 years emerged. And one of the biggest was Peter, Paul, and Mary. I saw them in concert twice, I think. We used to call them Peter, Paul, and Sexy because we thought Mary was sexy. And I always thought Mary sang a tiny bit off pitch, which gave them a slightly different sound. I don't know if that's the right way to describe the way she sings, but it gave them a particular character. Anyway, this was their biggest hit. It was originally written by John Denver in 1966. It was on an album in 1967. Didn't become a hit until Peter, Paul, and Mary released it as a single in 1969. It's called Leaving on a Jet Plane, and one of my great favorite songs.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. To go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. Again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
Leaving on a Jet Plane by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, it's time to tell you who we are and also time for a Wombat. This is Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya, and we come to you on Monday nights at 7. And Saturday's at 1 if there isn't a football game. It is football season right now, so you may not be able to hear this on Saturdays. We're coming to you from WEHC, which is the college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. FM 90.7. Well, wombat time. This is a sort of a poem. It's a reading, and I'm going to read it to you. And usually I would just read it, but this time I'm going to give you all the introduction, the story of where it came from and who wrote it and that sort of thing, which I think makes it interesting. And then I'll read you the poem or read you the story. The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God is a 1911 poem by J. Milton Hayes, and that is a famous example of the genre of dramatic monologue, which was a music hall staple in the early 20th century. Now, I actually know a number of these monologues. I've memorized about 4 of them. They're often melodrama. This is melodrama. The poem is influenced by the ballads of Rudyard Kipling and was often parodied, most famously, by Billy Bennett's The Green Tie of the Little Yellow Dog, which I can also read and will eventually. The opening lines are still very well known. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross beneath the town. There's a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, and the yellow god forever gazes down. That's the first verse. It is said in Nepal, to the north of Kathmandu, during the British Raj, and tells the tale of a wild young officer known as Mad Karoo, who steals the green eye of a yellow god, presumably an emerald in the gold statue, in order to impress his beloved. He is wounded in the course of the robbery and later murdered, presumably by a devotee of the god for the theft, who returns the jewel to the idol, although the idol is still one-eyed after the events of the poem. And the author of this poem, Milton Hayes, wrote the following. I wrote The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God in 5 hours, but I had it all planned out. It isn't poetry, and it does not pretend to be, but it does what it set out to do. It appeals to the imagination from the start. Those colors, green and yellow, create an atmosphere. Then India. Everyone has his own idea of India. Don't tell the public too much. Strike chords. It is no use describing a house. The reader will fix a scene in some spot he knows himself. Also, all you've got to say is India, and a man sees something. Then play on his susceptibilities. His name was Mad Karoo. You've got the whole man there. The public will fill in the picture for you. And then the mystery. Leave enough unsaid to make Paterfamilias pat himself on the back. I've spotted it. He can't fool me. I'm up to the dodge. I know where he went. No need to explain. Then that final ending where you began. It carries people back. You've got a compact whole. A broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo. They'll weave a whole story round that woman's life. Every man's a novelist at heart. We all tell ourselves stories. That's what you've got to play on. Okay. So, we are now going to hear The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. There's a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Karoo, and the yellow god forever gazes down. He was known as Mad Karoo by the subs at Kathmandu. He was hotter than they felt inclined to tell. But for all his foolish pranks, he was worshipped in the ranks, and the colonel's daughter smiled on him as well. He had loved her all along with a passion of the strong. The fact that she loved him was plain to all. She was nearly 21, and arrangements had begun to celebrate her birthday with a ball. He wrote to ask what present she would like from Mad Karoo. They met next day as he dismissed a squad, and jestingly she told him that nothing else would do but the green eye of the little yellow god. On the night before the dance, Mad Karoo seemed in a trance, and they chaffed him as they pulled at their cigars. But for once he failed to smile, and he sat alone a while. They went out beneath the night, and then went out into the night beneath the stars. He returned before the dawn with his shirt and tunic torn and a gash across his temple dripping red. He was patched up right away, and he slept through all the day, and the colonel's daughter watched beside his bed. He awoke at last and asked if they could send his tunic through. She brought it, and he thanked her with a nod. He bade her search the pocket, saying, "That's from Mad Carew." And she found the little green eye of the god. She upbraided poor Carew in the way that women do, though both her eyes were strangely hot and wet. And she wouldn't take the stone, and Mad Carew was left alone with the jewel that he chanced his life to get. When the ball was at its height on that still and tropic night, she thought of him and hurried to his room. As she crossed the barrack square, she could hear the dreamy air of a waltz tune softly stealing through the gloom. His door was open wide with the silver moonlight shining through. The place was wet and slippery where she trod. An ugly knife lay buried in the heart of Mad Carew. 'Twas the vengeance of the little yellow god. There's a one-eyed yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu. There's a little marble cross below the town. There's a broken-hearted woman tends the grave of Mad Carew. And the yellow god forever gazes down. That was The Green Eye of the Little Yellow God by Milton Hayes. Well, now we have something modern. To me, it is. It's called The Kids Don't Stand a Chance. It's by Vampire Weekend. They published this song in 2008. They're an American rock group from New York City. So it's kind of different for the kind. It's not the kind of thing I usually play. And the words are interesting. I'm going to read them to you beforehand because they don't make a lot of sense. But I think what they're trying to say is that the younger generation is apparently or can be overpowered by the wealth and style and all of the older people with a lot of money. Like a lot of songs, you have to kind of read between the lines to make any sense of it. The kids don't stand a chance. A devastating backstroke all the way from France with shiny, shiny cufflinks, a shirtless sleeve to enhance. The pinstriped men of mourning are coming for to dance with pure Egyptian cotton. The kids don't stand a chance. You criticize the practice by murdering their plants, ignoring all the history, denying them romance. The pinstriped men of mourning are coming for to dance. $40 million. The kids don't stand a chance. I don't like the business, but that was at first glance. Your pillow feels so soft now, but still you must advance. The pinstripe men of mourning, the partners of the dance. The papers shot to pieces. The kids don't stand a chance.
The pinstripe man.
Kids don't stand a chance, especially if I cut them off. It's kind of an abrupt ending. Next up is a group called Voco with Maura Smiley, and I'll read you a little, and they're going to sing a song called Wondrous Love, which is a hymn that goes back to 1811. It's often known as a white spiritual from the American South, but it has roots in a British song from earlier than that. But this is Maura Smiley and Voco. Maura Smiley and Voco is a visionary blend of voices, redefining harmony singing with the power and physicality of folk song, the avant-garde fearlessness of Bella Bartok, and delicious vaudevillian accompaniment of cello, banjo, ukulele, accordion, and body percussion. Maura Smiley's award-winning original music and self-binding American and East European folk song light up the stage with complex stomping body percussion and warm wit. They were named number one a cappella group in the U.S. in 2007. So this is their singing of a song called Wondrous Love. And I know this song well because we sing it in the Sacred Harp. That's the shape note singing that I tell you about every now and then. And this is one of the most popular songs. And so they took this shape note version from the Sacred Harp book and messed with it, as she will tell you. So here is Maura Smiley.
Oh,
That was Wondrous Love, sung by Maura Smiley and Voco. Well, next up is something a little bit like the one I played you earlier, If the World Had a Front Porch. This is called Small Town Saturday Night. I just heard it for the first time last week, though it was released in 1991. It's sung by Hal Ketchum. And it isn't a mellow Small Town Saturday Night. It's a busy, upbeat Small Town Saturday Night. And I live in a small town, Abingdon, Virginia. Actually, my house is in Bristol, but I lived for many years in Abingdon, and my mother was from Abingdon, and I identify strongly as this is my home now. And it's a small town. And I think that this Small Town Saturday Night probably catches a little bit what goes on in Abingdon. So let's see.
There's an Elvis movie on the marquee sign. We've all seen at least three times. Everybody's broke, Bobby's got a buck. Put a dollar's worth of gas in his pickup truck. We're going 90 miles an hour down a dead end road. What's a hurry, son? Where you gonna go? Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Lucy's got a lipstick on a little too bright. Bobby's getting drunk and looking for a fight. Liquor on his breath, trouble on his mind. Well, Lucy's just a kid along for the ride. Got a six-pack of beer and a bottle of wine. Gotta be bad just to have a good time. They're gonna howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. Bobby told Lucy the world ain't round. Drops off sharp at the edge of town. Well, Lucy, you know the world must be flat. Cause when people leave town, they never come back. They go 90 miles an hour to the city limit sign. Put the pedal to the metal before they change their mind. Howl at the moon, shoot out the light. It's a small town Saturday night. Yeah, howl at the moon, shoot out the light. Yeah, it's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night. It's a small town Saturday night.
Small Town Saturday Night by Hal Ketchum. I want to talk about that for a minute. A lot has been written and movies have been made about people who grow up in small towns and feel trapped. They feel that the town has no variety and they don't see the real world and they want to get out. They want to go to New York City. They want to go to Los Angeles. They want to see the big world. And I guess I was one of those people in a way. I didn't intentionally choose that path, but I ended up in New York City, the New York City area, for 34 years. So I guess I've seen the big city, and I'm back in Abingdon, and I love it. And I don't understand the kids who feel so. You're not limited. You can go anywhere. You can see things. You can get out there. You can see the big, wide world if that's what you want to do. But once you've seen it and had a good dose of it, I think it's easy to see that there are different ways of viewing life and that being in a small town in some ways is a far richer and more fulfilling experience than being in a big city. Maybe not for everyone. There are those. Now, the people who grow up in a big city love it, but I never loved it. I always felt a stranger there. Not that I wasn't happy and didn't do a lot of great things, but so the small town idea. But the line here that catches the other attitude, the one that says we're trapped, is, 90 miles an hour down a dead-end road. That's the kids who can't go anywhere, and all I can do is go fast. And 90 miles an hour down a dead-end road. That's a small town. Well, our time is running up. I'm going to play a traditional old-time country harmony thing, and maybe if I don't finish it, I'll play it next week and tell you just a little bit about the harmony, because this is classic country harmony, the kind they teach in sort of folk 101.
If she says yes, come back and tell me. If she says no, we'll run away. Oh, Willie dear, there's no use nasty. She's in her room taking rest, and by her side there's a silver dagger to slay the no.
That was Katie Dear, sung by the Lovin' Brothers. Well, our time is indeed running out, and you've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baya, coming to you from WEHC, which is FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And I want to leave you with my encouragement that I leave you with every week. I always ask you to do the same thing, and that is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.